lot of teams that are in tournament action this week. One of them is not Tri-County. Tri-County has games this week. In fact, they have three here this week. One last night, one tonight, one coming up on Friday, all at home. 1-1, but no tournament action for Tri-County this week. For the Lady Mustangs, coached by Miles Dussman, victory last night over Tina Avalon, 25-18. 25-18 is probably not the prettiest game ever played in the history of the sport, coach, but defensively in holding down Tina Avalon, was defense really as much the key to the victory as that low final score indicates from last night?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, our man-to-man defense was very smothering last night, and we had a good scattering report on Tina Avalon. I know they've lost a lot from last year, but we did a good job keying in on the main players that they had. They have a pretty good guard that can shoot the ball on the perimeter, and we did a great job keeping her in check last night.
Yeah, I did a college game last night with two of the top five ranked teams in the country in junior college in North Central, along with Johnson County. And boy, and I know, you know, obviously college basketball and class one high school basketball are completely different things, but basketball is basketball. And if you can find a team that can defend people and make life miserable on an offense, that team's going to be really good. Is that one of the things that you're really trying to stress with the girls is, shots are going to go in sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes shots are going to go in, sometimes not. But if you play defense hard, we're going to be good.
Right. Absolutely. I think that should always be the baseline of your program. If you're playing solid defense, no matter if you're a strong offensive team or a weak offensive team, I think that keeps you in basketball games and at least gives you a chance going into the third and fourth quarters to at least be there for a chance to win the basketball game. So, yeah, that's always been a point of emphasis whenever I came in. This is my third year here at Tri-County, but it was always defense, defense, defense to start. And our girls are starting to really buy into that. And I think eventually, as the season progresses, our offense will catch up with our defense and we'll be pretty tough to beat.
It's not very often that you get a school district the size of Penny High of Hamilton coming in. They're coming to your barn tonight, coach. They've had, obviously, you can look at records and see they've had some struggles here the last couple of years. But, you know, Penny going to Tri-County, that's going to be, for me, I'm going to be very interested in that score tonight. I think that could be a really good matchup for both sides.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were very lucky to get them onto the schedule. We were scheduled to play Breckenridge tonight, but they're struggling to find numbers on the girls' side, so they weren't able to play a girls' basketball game, and we were looking for a matchup on this date, and Penny was as well, so it just kind of worked out for the both of us.
Well, what sort of team do you have this year, Coach, as far as what you have coming back, what kind of the goals and the expectations are for the girls? Just kind of talk about the roster and how the roster breakdown is this year.
Yep, we've got four returning starters this year. We're still a very young basketball team in that we only have one senior on the squad with three juniors and then three sophomores and a couple freshmen coming up through the ranks. So we're still young, but we're a team that is gaining a lot of experience as we go. We had a very good summer. I thought we improved a lot throughout the summer from last year where we finished 5-20, but we also lost a key member of our group from last year in Lucy Turner, who was our main post player and was the hub of our defense. But replacing her, I think, will be a season-long process, but I think it'll be a collective effort as far as those four girls that started last year. I think they'll start to figure out their offensive game and really start putting the ball in the basket. Because, like I said, our defense is tough most nights. It's just can we find efficient shots, and will those shots go in that night?
I'm looking at this. You got five games at home to start the season. You lost to the home school North Missouri Knights back on a week ago. Beat Tina Avalon. You got Penny tonight. You got Hardin Central on Friday. Then you got Pattonsburg coming to your place Tuesday. It's all before a trip to Mercer on the 8th. I'm looking at the next three games at home, coach, and going, I know it's early in the season, but this will tell me a little bit about Tri-County, because I'm sure, especially on your home court, you want to get some momentum going up to Mercer a week from Friday.
Oh, absolutely. And then also Pattonsburg's a big game, too, because they're in our district this year. So, yeah, we've got a really good non-conference schedule coming up that'll get us ready for that Mercer game. And anybody who knows Class 1 North Missouri basketball, they know that the Mercer girls are going to be tough. And so these next few games are definitely going to be a measuring stick as far as if we're ready for that type of competition. They beat us pretty good last year, Mercer did. So if we can come out and we can improve these next couple of weeks and see what we can do against Mercer, I think that's going to be a great measuring stick for us.
Coach Miles Dustman of the Tri-County Girls, good luck tonight against the Penny Hornets. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.